You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media this Tuesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day is here now to discuss the weather forecast. Let's start in the southwest. Oklahoma, the Panhandle, parts of Kansas. They've had a rough start, relatively speaking, to the growing season, although it was out of the gate really early. It's just been dry. Will we cure that, or has that been cured in any way?
Well, not a lot. We did see a system come through this weekend that did a little bit of precipitation across that part of the country. There is a pattern emerging this weekend and next week that's going to start taking the storm track a little bit further south. And it does look like some of those southern plains areas, especially Oklahoma, portions of northern Texas, and maybe Kansas, could get into the act with some much-needed precipitation. Now, the area that I'm probably most concerned about that is on the edge of the action would be Kansas and maybe the Panhandle areas. That area, a little bit on the edge of where we're expecting the activity. But overall, there's more precipitation for that part of the country in the forecast than there's been for a while.
It's been cold in my part of the world. Farmers would like those temperatures to stay up because they'll be running the planters, probably already are, and would like to see the corn pop out of the ground.
Yeah, that's not going to happen anytime soon, at least here for another week. The trend in temperatures from the Mississippi east will be below normal. And we're talking from the Great Lakes all the way to the Gulf Coast. Is that half of the nation going to be under a really strong northwest wind flow aloft? There's still plenty of snow cover over many areas of Canada. So the source region from the air, plenty cold. Now, once we get to the second half of the month after tax day, it does look like southwest winds will start to return as we'll see the West Coast get back into some needed precipitation. And when we see a trough in the West, we tend to see warmer weather in the Midwest, but it's about a week or so away.
And finally, can you give me your assessment of the beginning of the growing season for the Delta region along the Mississippi River Valley, south from deep southern Illinois all the way to New Orleans? And I suppose we're mostly concerned about that Arkansas, Memphis, Tennessee area.
Well, yeah, that area certainly has seen some rough weather with the really, really heavy rains that we saw in the past few weeks. Right now, at least as we look ahead in the next week or two, it does look like while there's precipitation coming to those areas, it's not going to be excessive as the heavier precipitation will stay just north and west of those areas.
Thank you so much for taking the time with me today.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Don Day with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, here on the Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You can always find our agricultural programming online on demand anytime you'd like. It's at WILLAG.org, the Closing Market Report, Commodity Week, Opening Market Report, all posted there not long after they air on our radio stations, and much more, all again at WILLAG.org.